Well, financial institutions have been clearly in the spotlight in this Royal Commission. The corporate and financial regulators have also faced a range of criticisms. Commissioner Kenneth Hain has outed the two key regulators, ASIC and APRA, as being ineffective by favouring deals such as enforceable undertakings over prosecutions and for being too close to those they regulate. Graham Samuel is a professorial fellow at Monash University, a former chair of another major regulator, the ACCC, and the Treasurer Josh Frydenberg has also appointed him to chair a capability review of APRA. He joins me now, along with our senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.
Yes, welcome, Graham Samuel. What's your initial reaction to the recommendations contained in Kenneth Hain's final report?
I thought the headline that appeared in the Financial Review stated it perfectly, and they said it was a common sense report. And you'd expect nothing else from Ken Hain if you know him as I do. I think it's an outstanding report. I can't agree with Geoff Morris. I think the 1 year that he had and the support that he had was quite sufficient for him to be able to deal with, you know, an extraordinary, horrific series of instances of misconduct with the referrals and the recommendations he's made. The really interesting thing, Peter, now is what happens. Now, I noted, I think it was Andrew Probyn on an earlier coverage by the ABC indicated, well, there's only about, I think, got 10 sitting days of this current parliament, and then we move into election mode, and then after that we have a government that will be elected by the people, and then we go through sort of processes of legislative reviews and you know, implementation. I don't think the banks and other financial institutions can or should wait for government to be dealing with a number of these matters. As Anna Bligh has said, and this is my challenge, is to take up Anna Bligh's comments. The banks accept full responsibility for the misconduct that has been revealed in the Royal Commission. All right, if you've got responsibility for it, deal with it now. You know, undertake immediately to the regulators, ASIC and APRA, as the case may be, institute codes of practice, codes of conduct that implement many, if not all, of the recommendations, because these are common sense recommendations. They're what the community expects.
Mr. Samuel, you were on the panel that was examining culture, accountability and governance at the Commonwealth Bank in the wake of the money laundering allegations. Mm-hmm. So How do you view these recommendations? I heard you say just then that the banks need to get on the front foot and start instituting change. But have they got the message? Are they equipped to actually implement real change that's going to make a difference to consumers?
Well, if they haven't got the message, then frankly, Peter, they're either they're blind, deaf, and dumb and stupid. Frankly, they ought to have got the message a long time ago. They've had the APRA CBA report since May last year. They've gone through the processes of the Royal Commission, and any board of directors, any chair, any CEO that doesn't recognise the issues that Ken Hain has drawn out and that the APRA review drew out, if they don't recognise that there are fundamental changes in remuneration structures, in governance, which goes right to the board of directors and the chair and the CEO and senior executives, and in culture. Now, these are significant changes that can be brought about immediately. They ought to be brought about, and it is up to organisations like the Australian Bankers Association and other lead organisations dealing with other financial institutions to say we will implement the recommendations of the Hain Report immediately. When government, of course, is settled down following the election, then, of course, they'll legislate. But there's nothing to stop these organisations and these banks now entering into codes of practice that meet community expectations and raise the ethical standards to something that is just pure common sense.
Can I just jump in there, Graham Samuel? The issue here too has been around the regulators. You're going to be leading this capability review of APRA, a body criticised by Kenneth Hain for not taking breaches of the law to court. Specifically in terms of APRA, what do you think needs to be fixed? What do you need to do to fix that regulator?
Well, look, you won't be at all surprised if I won't answer that question, because I'm about to lead a review of APRA, a capability review. So let's put APRA aside and let's perhaps focus on ASIC. ASIC had its capability review led by now a commissioner of ASIC, Karen Chester, just 2 or 3 years ago. Unfortunately, then the then leadership of ASIC rejected many of the recommendations in that capability review. Now, Karen Chester has been appointed a commissioner of ASIC. ASIC now has significant new leadership with James Shipton and several other new commissioners. And you'd hope that as a consequence of that capability review, the influence of James Shipton, of Karen Chester, of others in ASIC, and the recommendations of the Hayne Report, that we'll see a new ASIC emerge in a very, very short period of time. Look, these regulators need to understand that they have a remit. Their remit is set by the law. That remit is to enforce the law. It's not to be diverted into other areas. It's not to be cosy to those that they are overseeing or regulating. It's actually to be feared and respected by those that they are overseeing and regulating, and that's what a good regulator does.
I wonder if there's a lesson or some lessons from the ACCC, an organisation that you previously led, which is a little more feared, arguably. Is that the model for ASIC and APRA going forward?
I think there's a model that applies to any regulator, frankly, and it is a model that says, understand the law that you are vested with the responsibility of administering. Administer that law without fear or favour. Be frank and fearless in dealing with it. And frankly, don't get close to those that you're overseeing, because if you do get too close, it's very difficult to then act in the interests of those that you are required to act in, and that is the public of Australia.
Well, one of the core points of the Royal Commission's findings, indeed. Graeme Samuel, thank you very much indeed for joining PM this evening.
Thank you.
Graeme Samuel is professorial fellow at Monash University, now conducting that capability review of APRA. Peter Ryan, of course, with me as well, and he'll stay with me through the rest of this program.